Und wie ich will Alexandria. That's a special type of the stitch. That's a real mending back. That's also to do. Trash the Tosfos says, if ich will Alexandria, bishal mi ezel ichi, kol shei mekoy meniker. If you can't tell it was ripped, you give it to the tailors, do a perfect job, that's what's also to do it back again. Tell the Rabban, hakareya mitoich hashlal. Let's say the clothing was once ripped, and you sewed it back. Or else mitoich hamelo, the same thing, you sewed back that first rip. You put the piece together again. That's not called a good kriya because it was once ripped already. The fact you sewed it back a little bit doesn't make it like one, so the kriya now is not called a good kriya. But if it was once ripped, and for some reason stomach ripped, and then you mended it back a perfect mending, now if you rip it a second time at this place, l'shem one of these things, that's called a good kriya. And Amar Rav Chisda uvi yichul achsandria. But what type of a mending back? Like Tosha says, a perfect mending that you can't tell the mukum. That's called now like it's not ripped. And then if you make a kriya now, that's called a good kriya. But if you just had it sewed back a little bit before, it's still called kriya. It's not called a new kriya. For the shame of these things, you're not yet to the mitzvah kriya. Tana Rabban, rishoy lehoivchoy lamato liachoisei. If you want to what you ripped, you could turn it upside down like, put the kriya on the bottom, and then mend it back. Shuashi shahoifecha kra lamata, foifech shalamata lamala, o miyachu v'yoyse v'savra v'loyshoi. You could like put it backwards, downwards, and then you can mend it back together again. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, oisa l'achoisa, no, it doesn't help. Still, it's also to mend it back together again. Ukeshein, even in such case, even if I turn it upside down, it doesn't help you. Meister, that was a cry you ripped for one of these purposes, and now let him make a perfect mending back together. Ukeshein, moicher oser, like if you ripped this clothing because you saw Yerushalayim, and now you want to sell your shirt to somebody else. So just like the person that's selling it, now let him mend it back together again, is like if the din of this beged now, says no matter who owns the beged is not allowed to be sewn back perfectly together again. Even if you sell it to somebody else, he's not allowed to mend it back together. And the fig of therefore, whoever sells it, you have to tell the buyer, now you should know, this is a rip that I ripped because I saw Yerushalayim, because of any other things that happened before, and you're not allowed to mend it back together again. Turn around. Tchilas kriya tefach. Metchila, when you first rise kriya, you saw Yerushalayim or Yehuda. The first time you see, you have to rise a tefach. You have to rip your clothing at least a tefach, like 4 inches. The Tosfos Sholoshes Bois. That we have, sometimes you could just add on to that kriya. You don't have to make a new kriya altogether. You could just add on to it. So when you're adding on to it, it's enough just to do 3 etzbois. That's enough. Divrei Rabbi Meir. That's Rabbi Meir Shita. Rabbi Yehuda Reimer. Tchilas kriya shalosh etzbois. No, it's enough that the beginning of the kriya should be 3 etzbois. That's enough. V'taysefes kolshu. And anytime you want to add on to it for another purpose, when you're allowed to be moisef, just add on to it. Any little bit you add on to it is enough. Like Rashi says, v'taysefes sholosh means v'gayin shemoisa kra acher aloisa kra v'gayin shiru oval acher. You were an oval once and you rip your clothing. Then you heard a shmu, you became an oval for another kariv. So you allowed to just be meisav, rip it a little bit more. That's a machlokes. You have to rip it now 3 tvachim, or it's enough for any kol shu is also enough. And Amar Ulula says, halacha k'Rabbi Meir b'kriya. The halacha is like Rabbi Meir b'kriya. To go l'chumra, that you have to have 4 tefach and then 3. The halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda b'tei sefes. The halacha is like, halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda b'kriya means you have to rip it 4 tefach. And Alachas Rabbi Yehuda Lechumra that Tosefes, again, this way is the Kula. Tosefes is a Kolshu. That's the way he's passing. Now, for the first Kriya, you have to rip at least a Tefach. If you become a novel a second time and you want to rip it to be Moisav a little bit more, you don't have to rip 3 Tvachim, 3 Etzbois. It's enough just a Kolshu like Rabbi Yehuda Shita. And Tanya Nami Yochel learned like this also, that Rabbi Yossi Yomer, Tchilas Kriya Tefach. The first time you rip your clothing, it has to be a tefach. The tefach kolshu. For when you add on for another reason you want to rip, you only have to rip a little bit more. That's all. The kolshu is enough. Tana Rabban, look at a price like this. Omru loy meis ovid. They told you that your father died. Vikora, and you ripped your eyes kriya. Then they tell you meis benoyish. No, your son also died. For hasif, and you add a little bit more to the kriya, like we learned before, and all you have to do is just a mashu more. The yotze mitzvah kriya. The lacha is like this. Tachtoin. This extra bit that you ripped l'shem benoy misachor. You're allowed to mend it back later, like we learned before. It's only by your parents, you're not allowed to mend it back together. Ma'ashenken Elyon, the top rip, the first tefach, eino misachor, that you're not allowed to mend back together again. Since it was ripped l'shem your father or your mother, you can't mend it back. What about the opposite way? Meis benoy v'kora. First they told you your son died in your eyes Korea. Then they told you that meis ovith, voisif, and you just ripped a little bit more. Now it's the opposite. El yon misachor, the first tefach that you ripped the shen your son, you could mend back together later. Ma'ashen getachton is a little bit more that you ripped in the shen your father, that's ena masachor, that you're not allowed to mend back together again. What about meis oviv, meis imoy, meis ochiv, meis rachoisai? Now what happens if they tell you your father died, your mother, your brother, your sister, lachris, kareya, kareachal, kulam? If you hear all of them at one shot, at one time, all you have to do is just rise kriya once. Not even make a tosefes. Abi, you rise in kriya now, l'shem, or four of them, it's enough. Rabbi Yehuda, them, the same way, now, akulam, kareachot. Like all of them, your brother, your sister, it's enough to have one kra. But al odi, the imai, kareachot, you have to have a separate kriya for your parents. You're not allowed to add on to the kriya you did for your father or for your mother. Whatever you rip for your father and your mother, you're not allowed to add on to that kriya for another purpose. So therefore you have to have a special kriya for your brother and your sister, and then for your parents. My time, what's the reason? Because that's the law of kriya that he holds, that you rip for shame your father or your mother, you're not allowed to be meisif on it. You can't rip further a kriya that you did for your parents. That kriya is only for your parents and nothing more. Rashi Shaina B'Tosefes, Kleimar, Ein B'din Shemaisa V'Leim. It's not B'din that you should rise more on that kriya you did for your parents. So therefore here that you heard your parents and your brother and your sister died, you have to have one kriya for your parents and another kriya for your brother and sister. And Omar Shmuel, Halachik Rav Yudu Ben Meseira. Petakapasla Rav Yudu Ben Meseira. That you have to... That you have to have one special for your parents and one for your brother and sister. Fred Gemara, mi Omar Shmuel Hochi, the Shmuel said like this, L'chumro. I have Omar Shmuel, halacha g'divrei ha'meikel b'yovel. We always pass on the kula. And before the Tanakhama held, one tree helps everybody. So Gemara answers, Avelus l'chod kriya l'chod. There's no stira. Avelus is one halacha. There we always make on Hilchas Avelus. There it's halacha Hilchas kriya. And the Kriya, how you have to rip your clothing, here we go to Chumra. And he goes to Chumra to say that your parents have to have its own separate Kriya, and then for the other ones, you can make one Kriya for the other ones. Alright, we'll stop here. You're holding Chavov on the base. The end of the first one of the wide lines. Chal was at heichon kareya. Till how far down could you be kareya? Could you make a kriya? Ati bure. First one just says ati bure till the belt, till the by the navel. You could be kareya. Because the pshat is like this we had before. The first kriya is a tefach, but then we had before you could be meisif. If you hear another one of mishpachas was meis, so you could just add a little bit more to the kriya. So how far down can you go down to still called be meisif on the kriya? First one says ati burei. The yeshivim some say alibay to your heart. That's all. That's how far down. Now after pisha in rabbi dov there's no pure proof of the zecher dov. There's a zecher for this. Shenema v'kivul abavchem v'yabig dechem. Mashma that the kriya should go down to your life, to your heart, not further down. He gilu tiburei. According to first man the yoma. The gelada rice kriya keep on going down and downwards till tibura to the navel is marchik sholoshetz boys. When you got down that far once and you want to keep on ripping clothing, in other words, you have more mace than that were mace. Another one of your mishpacha was mace. Another brother is marchik sholoshetz boys. Move away three etz boys from the first kriya for kareya and go start cutting down a second time.
Let's say the whole front of your shirt was ripped already. Is the marzirul yachurup? You could turn your shirt backwards and start over again now. Like you're putting the front back and the back front, you start making the shirt over again. Nismala milamalef. Another way is that the top part of the shirt you completely ripped until the tibur, until the lave. Is hoivchay another eitzur is turn it upside down now. Milamata, like put the bottom of your shirt on the top. And you start making kriya over again. In other words, as long as there's a place on that shirt, you keep on ripping. You could use the same shirt for the race 100 times to keep on ripping on the same shirt. But let's say somebody starts off and makes the kriya. He rips his clothing on the bottom of the shirt. And when that's done, he does the sides of the shirt. Not yotze. You have to start ripping clothing by a mace from top downwards. Keep on going down. Then the first kriya has to be a tefach. Then you have another mesh, a little bit more. It always has to go from upwards downwards, not sideways, not on the bottom. Elisha Kain Godol Purim Elmata. A Kain Godol, he's not supposed to rip his clothing at all, really. So by him, there's a hetter. All he does is he rips a little bit on the bottom of it, that's all. He's the only one that rips a little bit Melmata on the bottom. Now, Pligibo Rav Masna Umarukva. There's a machlekes between Rav Masna and Marukva. For Tavayo Mishmei Diavu Adishmuv Levi. They're both saying it over in the name of Avuah de Shmuel and Levi. The word Chadama once says like this, Kol Shiva Kareya. If somebody is sitting Shiva, he heard, let's say, his father was mace, and he started to sit Shiva. So during the first 7 days, if he hears about somebody else in the Mishpacha who was also mace, he hears his brother is mace, he has to make a new Kriya. He can't be Maisif on the first Kriya and just rip a little bit more. It's Kol Shiva Kareya. If you hear about another Avelis during your first 7 days, you have to make a new kriya, you have to rip your clothing in a new place. L'yach ha-shiva moisef. After the first 7 days you sat shiva, now if you hear about another korov that's mace, and you have to sit shiva, you could just be moisef, rip it a little bit more. The Chadama one says, no, kol shloshim kareya. The first 30 days that you're sitting shiva, if you hear about another mace during the first 30 days, you can't be moisef, but you have to make a new rip, a new kriya. L'yach ha-shloshim, but after you sat already for 30 days, then you hear about somebody else in your family is mace, then on that first rip, you could just rip for a little bit more, like we passed them before, even a kosher, a little bit more is okay. So now, mask of law, Reb Zera. Reb Zera has a kasha like this. Man the yoma kol shiva, what's the svar the man the yoma says it's only in the first 7 days? Kareya, why do you have to make a new rip during the first 7 days? Is man the yoma kol shiva kareya, amai, why do you say it? The lernit in the shalalai. The svar is, the first 7 days, when you rip your clothing, you're not allowed to even sew it back. Even with small, big stitches, you can't do any type of sewing it together again. Therefore, if you go to rip, just to be moistif a little bit, it doesn't look like ripping, because it's in two pieces already. Just a kol shiva by itself doesn't look like a good ripping. Mashen kein, after 7 days, at the law is you're allowed to at least stitch it back a little bit together. So since you stitch it back, and now you go to rip it, it looks like you're ripping. So that's the svar why the first 7 days no, and afterwards yes. And Rashi says, "Lanitin l'sheoloi terch shiva klal." You're not allowed to sew it back together at all the first 7 days. The moisiv day nefse kikra echad. If you just rip it now a little bit more, it doesn't look like a new ripping. It looks like the first ripping. Avliyacha shiva dikva sheloloi. But after you sat shiva ready, then now the luck is you can sew it back a little bit together. Kareya kol hashlilus. You rip now all the stitches you made over. Umaisav kosher and add a little bit more to the ripping. The minkara, the almais acha kara. Now it's mikra, now you can see it looks like ripping for a second mace. So that's why the first 7 days that you're not allowed to sew it back at all, you can't just make a little bit more of a rip. It doesn't look like something new. But after 7 days that you could sew it back a little bit, now you could rip it just a little bit more. Rip the sewing and rip it just a little bit more. Skumari asked, if that's the svari, Elohod Yamama, that's what we learned. When an Isha sits Shiva and she rips her dress, she's allowed to sew it back right away, even during the first 7 days. She has a hetter to sew it back, not completely, but with little with big stitches. Is Hachinami, you want to tell me that Hachinami, that there also she should be allowed to be Moisif during the first 7 days? And it's not Mashma. It's Mashma, it's a loy plug. Everybody, the first 7 days of sitting Shiva, they can't be Moisif. The Gemara says, "Hosim mishum kveid ishahu." Really, an isha also is not allowed to sew back a dress the first 7 days. It's only a new halacha mishum kveid. We give respect to an isha. It's not nice; he should be there with a ripped dress.
But really, Mikra Din, also the 7 layers, it should not be sewn back. But since Mikra Din is not supposed to be sewn back, we don't let her be Moisif on that Kra. Even though she could sew it back a little bit, but since it's not Ikra Din, we don't let her be Moisif. She has luck like everybody else. The first 7 days, she'll have to make a new rip. It's only after 7 days she could rip the same place. Now, man di yom kol shloshim, the one that says 30 days, kareya, amai, why 30 days? L'nitin li'achoyse. The svar of him is for 30 days, and not let him mend it back perfectly. Mashen kein, after 30 days that you can mend it back, so then you could rip it over again, because it looks like a good kareya. So Gemara asks, el li'yavu li'moy, l'nitin li'achoyse li'erlam, hochi nami. If so, by your parents, if your father or mother was mace, then the loch is you're never allowed to mend it back together again. So according to this svar, you should never be able to be maceif. Like even after 30 days, if you hear about a new mace, now your brother was mace, you should not be able to be maceif, because you're not allowed to mend it back in the first place. So Mary says, no, hosam mishum covered over v'imayhu. Like Mikra Din, really, after Shleishim, you should be allowed to mend it back together again. It's only mishum covered, you respect, you have to give your parents, that we don't mend it back. But since Mikra Din, you're allowed to, so the same halacha replies. That after 30 days, if you hear about a new mace in the mishpacha, you could be maseif. Just add a little bit more, you don't have to make a new kriya. Tana Rabbanan. Hayotzei bebeged kruah lefnei hamace. Let's say somebody has his beged ripped from before. And now he hears about a mace, and he doesn't rip the second time, he uses that first rip. Is Hareze Goizel as the Mason via Chaim. He's like stealing from the Mason and from the Chaim. Like it looks to everybody like he ripped his clothing to cover the mace, and really he didn't. It was a rip he had before. Rashi, the beggar true, Rashi says, Koidim Lachain, if you are going out now with a beggar that's ripped beforehand, is Goizel HaKil, Shemara HaKil, Shemara Lehen, Shekara LaMace. You're like showing everybody you made a Kriya, you ripped because of this mace, and it's not true. So you shouldn't do that. If somebody goes to his friend and says, lend me your shirt or your jacket, and I want to go visit my father, that he's sick. You tell your friend before you go visit your father, I want to borrow your shirt, and you know I'm going to wear it while I'm visiting my sick father. Then the locker is, if you go to your father and you find out your father's died already, he's mace then. The locker is Kareya, you're allowed to rip the shirt, even though it's not yours. But since you borrowed it and you told the person you're going to visit your sick father, to non-savvy, he would let you rip it. But here the locker is, even though it's your father that was mace, you're allowed to mend it back together again. When you come back home, return the jacket or the shirt back to your friend. But you have to pay him back still for the rip. Like even though you mend up the shirt to try and make it look nice, but Mestam is not the same way as it was before, still not worth the same thing. So for the difference in value, you have to pay him. What about V'imloi Hadiyah? Let's say you did not tell your friend for what purpose you're using the shirt. You just went to borrow a shirt or a jacket from your friend. Then the locker is Hareza Le'igaboy. When you come to your father and you see that he died, you're not allowed to rip this jacket because it doesn't belong to you. And you don't have permission to rip it. The owner didn't give you permission. So if you don't have any other shirt, you just can't rip. It's like Nishem of the Godim, you can't rip. And when you go home and get your own jacket, your own shirt, then you rip it then. Tana Rabbanan. Chayla shemeis lemeis. If somebody is very sick, and one of his mishpach is meis, his halacha is, ein madin oisa shemeis. You're not supposed to tell the sick person that somebody in the family died. Why? Shema titri of daiti olof. Maybe you'll make him feel worse, and he'll make him feel l'day sakona. Vaito v'yein mekarim b'fonet. If somebody is very sick, you don't rise Kriya in front of him. Don't let somebody else rip the clothing in front of him. The same thing, don't make him feel bad. Or Meshaskin as Hanoshim Iponov. And then don't let the ladies go near him. The ladies will start crying. Don't let them start crying in front of the sick person. He shouldn't get worse. Another locker is Umakarin Lakotin. If let's say a father was mace and left over children, and there's a young son, a cotton, a locker is he's supposed to rise Kriya. Somebody's supposed to rip his clothing. Not because he has the chiyah to sit like an oval, sit shiva, but rather mifnei agmas nefesh. We want other people to see this, to feel very bad. It's more other people make them cry more. So even though there's no din avelis by a kotin, there's no din chinuch for avelis, but our core point of this halacha there is, he's supposed to write other people rip his clothing in order to make everybody else more the tsar, I have agmas nefesh.
Could be, no, Kaddish could be different. Kaddish is not so much else, but Avelis. Kaddish is also Kavod HaMeis. That's something else. Yeah.
The Kurin Al Chom of Yachamoisi. Nikaradin, when your father-in-law or mother-in-law dies, you're also supposed to rip your clothing. We have no coverage to give cover to your wife. Well, my sister, we don't do this as man as there, but Nikaradin as Salocha. The Omer Apopa, Tornobova Rapsi, London over Rapsi, Ovel Loyaniach, Tinik Potechaikoi. When somebody is sitting Shiva the 7 days, you're not supposed to have a baby in his lap. If Nation maybe, Mevil Deschoik. It makes you have left to have fun. And the 7 days when you're sitting shivy, you're not supposed to be the simcha. You're supposed to feel bad for the mace. The nimtzim is gonna la brias. You're not gonna look nice in the eyes of the brias. Like here, where it's coming to Menachem over you, and here you're playing with a baby. It's not a nice thing to do. So you're not supposed to have a baby on your lap when you're sitting shiva. Vayitivye nevarin al mitos kufis. We have in the Mishnah that somebody's mace on chol amoid. So the first suda when you come home after the kfura, it's not supposed to be from your own food. Somebody else is supposed to give you the food. And usually eat on mitos that are turned over, but on chol amoid you're supposed to eat on mitos kufos. The beds, the chairs, have to be in a normal position. You don't turn over the beds in your house on chol amoid. Tana rabbanan, ha'olach le'beis ovel. You go to a beis ovel. Im ho'yo liba gaspa. You go to on chol amoid to beis ovel. If liba gaspa, if you're very friendly with the ovel, you know him very well, yivru al mitos kufuyas. Then you're allowed to give him the first sudom on turned over beds. V'yim lav, if you're not that close with him, the neighbor is not that close with the yovel, and when he comes home from the Beis HaKforos, the first food he's not supposed to be from himself, somebody's supposed to give him the food, is v'yim lav yivru amitas kufis. That's what our Mishnah means. Then you're supposed to give him the food, the first meal, on beds, the normal way. Since it's Chol HaMoed now, the bed should not be turned over. Now, Rova Yisre Bei Milsa. Rova happened to him that somebody in his family died. Is all Agabe Abba Bamasia, to have the Abba Bamanumi, the same person, Abba Bamasia, that was Abba Bamanumi. And, yeah. So he went to, like, to give him the Suda Savro. So Rava Zokif, Rava put his chair straight up. Now, as Rava hold that he wasn't that close with him. So if the law in the Mishnah is, the first Suda, you're allowed to have the chairs straight up. But Abba Bamasia, Kofi, he turned his chair upside down. Hey, see, held he was very close with him. So my Rava said, Kama lesbe daitel haitrum rabbonin. Like he's not so smart, this Tzurim of the Rabbonim. Like he doesn't realize what he's doing. As Rav held that really he's not that close. That's not called Liba Gaspa. He did not have the right to turn over the chair. The chair should have been in the normal manner. Tana Rabbonim. Chalherlech mimokim alokim. Somebody's on the road, he's traveling. He's going for a business deal, he's on the road. And all of a sudden when he reaches the destination, his place there, he finds out that somebody died in his mishpacha. And he has to sit shiva. So Allah raised him, Yochul Amayit, Yitzkay Amayit.